This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. The Bristol Bay village of Igiagig sits at the head of the mighty Quijack River. The turquoise waters rush out of Iliamna Lake and pass the village with such force that it rarely freezes over. KDLG's Avery Lill has more on how the village hopes to harness that power in its ongoing quest for independence from diesel.
The tiny village of Igiagig, population about 70, runs mostly on diesel. They fly the fuel for their generators over miles of tundra. That drives the cost up to about $7 per gallon. That high cost is the main driver for its plethora of alternative energy projects. It's been testing a hydroelectric project for several years. In June, the project got a new lifeline, a $2.3 million award from the U.S. Department of Energy to continue as a test site for the RivGen power system designed by the Ocean Renewable Power Company of Maine. Monty Worthington is the ORPC Director of Project Development in Alaska.
The unique thing about the RivGen device and hydrokinetic energy in general as compared to other renewables is that it's very predictable in how much power it will produce. And so you can really look to hydrokinetics as what we'd call a baseload energy resource that really, hopefully, eventually moves the diesel to more of a backup power source.
The RivGen turbine is a hydrokinetic system designed for rivers and shallow tidal waters in remote communities. ORPC first tested versions of the system in Igiagig in 2014 and 2015. The project stalled briefly during a gap in the funding. With the recent monetary support from the Department of Energy, ORPC has developed a new RivGen model. This year, they're hoping to do something they've never done before. Keep the RivGen in the water all winter.
The lake ice does go out in the spring, and that is probably the single biggest risk to the device. That and what we call frazzle ice accumulating on the device in really cold periods if the river's open. But this is an important aspect of the project. If we had to take it out for the whole winter every year, it certainly wouldn't be as economically attractive as if we can leave it in throughout the course of the year.
Environmental monitoring is another key component of this testing period. Protecting the Quijack River's prodigious sockeye salmon run is a top priority for all involved. The river's clear water allows video cameras on the device to document how it interacts with fish. In 2014 and 15, it found no negative effects on adult salmon returning to spawn. If the device is going to stay in the river all year, it also needs to be safe for young salmon traveling downstream in the spring. As far as the timeline for this project, for the next couple of months, ORPC is doing design work on the RivGen in Maine. In late spring, it plans to test the system in Nikiski at a virtual river test site and transport the RivGen to Igiagig by the end of May. The Department of Energy-funded portion of the project concludes in the summer of 2020. If the RivGen proves successful, a single unit has the potential to offset half of the village's diesel consumption. In that case, the acting village administrator, Carl Hill, said that the village would likely seek funding to purchase 2 RivGen units. If the RivGen pans out, the Quijack River, which already provides the community with necessities from drinking water to salmon, could also serve as a primary source of electricity. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.
You can read this story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.